from the north.
So I'm a student nurse, but I also work as a support worker, and I was on an intermediate care ward, but now it's turned into a COVID unit.
To the south.
I've been a nurse for just over 11 years. I worked 4 and a bit years on a surgical admissions ward before I went to haematology and oncology.
To somewhere in between.
I have been a nurse for 9 years now. I am a practice nurse and I have been working in a GP surgery for 5 years.
These are those we applaud.
So the worst part of any given day the general oncology wards is when you physically don't have the time to spend with patients that really need it. You've got about 14 plus patients. Most of them are in pain, bedbound, unable to do much for themselves. Just not having the time that they need is the hardest part of a bad day, really.
Before the outbreak, the worst part of working in a GP surgery would have been a day full of child immunisations, because it makes you feel like the worst person in the world making babies cry.
When I worked on the ward before, it was still tough, don't get me wrong. We had patients from all different areas and all different illnesses. We did do some end-of-life care, which of course is very tough, but we kind of knew the diagnosis. We knew what was coming. I feel this COVID-19, we don't know enough about it yet. So I think this is why it's so difficult to work on this ward.
At the end of a shift on the oncology ward, it takes a while to unwind, and it takes, I think, mentally and physically, you know, a 12 and a half hour, 13 hour shift. Each day is quite tough. So then you end up going home. You normally stay up late just to have a little bit of time to yourself and just mentally sort of unpick the day.
At the end of a non-COVID shift, before when we had our ward, you'd have a mix of emotions, really, depending what day you worked, what kind of patients you were dealing with. Of course, you're always tired. Sometimes I'd go home really happy. And sometimes it is hard, you know, when we lose patients. And even sometimes when we discharge patients, I'm really happy for them that they're being discharged, but I'm kind of sad because I've grown quite attached to them over the period that they've stayed with us.
When I wake up to work since the coronavirus, I feel quite anxious. It feels like a risk just going to work, not just for me, but for my children and my partner that I come home to, as well as the patients that I'm seeing each day.
When I wake up for my shift for the COVID ward, it's still my job. I still wake up and go to work. I'm more worried, not really for myself. I'm worried about the other patients, because we do have a lack of testing kits, and it's no one's fault. It's just in so high demand. But I'm worried if some of the staff have it, we don't know, and we can then pass it on to others. And I'm more worried about the patients than myself. But I think even when I'm walking to work in the morning, I'm worried about what I'm going to hear in the handover, if anyone's passed away, if we've got more cases. I think it's just that pit in your stomach about like that dread of kind of what's going to happen that day or what's happened the previous day.
So in the morning before a shift, normally when you wake up at 5 o'clock, knowing that you're in for a long day on a COVID ward, I think you know you're going to be literally on your feet for 12, 13 hours of that day. There's always a lot of apprehension and probably a lot of anxiety around it as well. I think the biggest worry, my personal worry, is bringing the virus home with me, passing it on to my family members at home.
Since working with people that are positive with COVID-19, I mean, I'm social distancing as much as I can, apart from going to and from work. I'm lucky enough that I can actually walk to my unit, but I know some people, they're not as lucky as me. They have to get a bus or a taxi or something like that. I've stopped going to all shops because, you know, like I said, I could be a carrier and not know. So now if I need anything from the shop, my brother, when he goes to get his food shopping, he'll get mine, knock on the door, leave it on the doorstep and drive off. So yeah, I guess I'm self-isolating as much as I can and just trying to educate some of my friends that aren't in the healthcare sector that, you know, you can't go on big group walks and you can't, you know, meet up with people.
So since being at work and working with patients that have got confirmed COVID-19, personally, I find it helpful to avoid the news wherever possible. I think when you know that so many other people have been hospitalised and become very unwell with it, again, it heightens everything and makes the time off that you have in between shifts even harder, sort of mentally, to manage. It sounds a bit crazy, but I count back in my head sort of how many weeks now I've definitely been exposed to it, and I sort of count my blessings each day that, you know, we're all okay still.
Next time.
This woman's probably not had that much interaction with even doctors, nurses, staff, that kind of thing, let alone her own family. That will stay with me.
When I see people ignoring new restrictions, I just think they're just prolonging the situation.
So when I hear people clapping, it makes me feel a great sense of pride. But I also don't feel that I should be receiving it almost. I'm well aware that what I'm experiencing is absolutely nothing in the, you know, with what other people are facing and what they're dealing with.